Hi, I'm Vanessa May, host of Feisty Mermaids. This podcast is a place where we explore topics to help you unleash the power of the mermaid within. We talk about mental health, well-being, relationships, and the roadblocks which often stop us from being limitless. I've been thinking a lot about the dreams that I've had throughout my life and how many of them had died as ideas in my head. I was reflecting on these reasons, or excuses really, that I gave myself for letting these dreams vanish into nothing. And I realized that as we're chasing our dreams, as we're pursuing our dreams, there's an ever-present adversary that's lurking within us, and that is fear. Fear can be a powerful and overwhelming emotion that can cripple our ambition. It sabotages our potential and prevents us from taking the leap of faith towards all the things that we aspire. In this podcast, we're going to dive into the five psychological and emotional aspects of fear that are holding us back from chasing our dreams. I'm going to share stories, of course, in my own life and also in my counseling practice of the things that I'm seeing. And most importantly, I am going to share strategies for overcoming the fears that can stop you from being limitless. So stick with us here today on Feisty Mermaids. So let's start by defining fear. Fear is a natural and powerful emotion that's experienced by all people, all humans, and even some animals. It's a response to perceived threats or dangers, and whether these are real or imagined. When we're confronted with a potentially harmful situation, fear triggers a series of psychological, emotional, and cognitive responses as they prepare the body and the individual for a fight or flight response. So let's examine these types of fears. Let's examine the three types of fears. Let's start with psychological. So psychologically, fears activate the body's sympathetic nervous system, which leads to an increase in heart rate, heightened senses, and the release of stress hormones like adrenaline and cortisol. These physical changes prepare the body to react quickly to a threat, either by confronting it, which is your fight response, or by escaping from it, which is your flight response. Now, the second type of fear is an emotional fear. And emotionally, fear often evokes feelings of anxiety, worry, or dread. And it can be a distressing and uncomfortable emotion, causing us to feel like we're on edge and completely uneasy. And then from a third perspective, let's look at the cognitive side of fear. Cognitively, fear influences our thoughts and perceptions. It can lead to hypervigilance, where we become highly alert and highly attentive to potential threats. Fear can also cloud your judgment and decision-making as the focus shifts towards a survival and self-preservation type mode. Now, while fear can serve as a protective mechanism to keep us safe from real threats and real dangers, it can become an issue when it becomes excessive or when it becomes irrational. And this leads to things like phobias or anxiety disorders, which we can discuss in a different podcast. So importantly, fear can sometimes hold people back from pursuing their goals and dreams, which is a topic for today's podcast. So now that we understand fear as a whole, let's talk about the five types of fears that actually hinder us from pursuing our dreams. And I'm going to go through the top five reasons why fear ruins the pursuit of people and all of us reaching some of our dreams. So number one is the fear of failure. The fear of failure is perhaps the most common and paralyzing fear that prevents us from chasing after our dreams. The human mind is actually wired to avoid failure at all costs. And this is because failure is associated with negative emotions such as shame, disappointment, and a blow to our self-esteem. According to a study that was published by the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, the fear of failure can trigger a fight or flight response, which we talked about earlier. And this can lead us to abandon our dreams before even attempting to achieve them. So the whole thing of quote unquote, if you build it, they will come, isn't always a reality because failure tends to set in and this fear becomes very real, which again hinders us from chasing our dreams. But just like in the movie Field of Dreams, overcoming the fear of failure can bring so much more to your life. And like I mentioned, as we reach the end of the podcast, we're going to talk about what are some strategies to overcoming the fears that we're listing here. So, number two, the fear of rejection and criticism. The fear of rejection and criticism is another significant barrier to following our dreams because the prospect of facing judgment and disapproval from others can be so highly distressing, leading us to stop ourselves and our ambitions all around to avoid any potential social backlash. So, research that was actually published by the Journal of Anxiety, Stress, and Coping highlights that the fear of social evaluation is a common reason for not pursuing goals. Ultimately, with this fear, we're also worried about what others will say and think, and we end up killing our own dreams. And this is a fear that I've really had to work on. And ultimately, I like to remind myself that others aren't living my life. It's definitely vulnerable to chase a dream and to open yourself up to criticism because, especially in an era of social media, or in any era, you're putting yourself in a medium where other people can criticize you very openly and they can hide behind screens, they can hide behind, reviews for a business, etc. And I talked about this on episode 11 of this podcast. At the time, I only had a couple of episodes that were under my belt. And in one of my mediums, one acquaintance reached out to me and sent me a message. And he was criticizing my podcast. He was criticizing, in particular, the music I was using in my podcast. And I'm thinking, dude, go pound sand because I have a podcast and you don't. I'm jumping in the arena, like Brené Brown says, and I'm getting my ass kicked here every day. I'm putting in the hard work and you're not. So, had I actually let that criticism that this person was throwing my way hinder me from doing my dreams, I certainly wouldn't be here. But that's what it comes down to. We're so afraid of what others are going to think or say about us. Number three is the fear of uncertainty. So, when we're chasing our dreams, it often involves stepping out into the unknown, which really triggers the fear of uncertainty. Humans are naturally wired to seek stability and predictability, and the thought of venturing into uncharted territory can just simply be daunting, absolutely daunting. But research published at the Journal of Anxiety Disorders actually shows that the fear of uncertainty can lead to avoidance behavior, causing people to abandon their dreams and to stay in their comfort zones. And I want you to challenge yourself and go through some of the dreams you've had in your life, some of those unfulfilled dreams that you've had. And how many of those did you feel this? How many of them did you feel that by stepping outside of your comfort zone, it was going to be too much? Like the fear of just stepping out was going to be too much. And I think about how many times I've wanted to pursue a different job, or I thought about stepping into the unknown, and it simply paralyzed me. I've also heard so many people say how they stay, for example, in a relationship because it's comfortable and they don't want to risk going out into the dating world because they're just so afraid of what's out there. And look, in that sense, I certainly wouldn't blame anyone. We'll do another episode where we talk about dating and stepping into the dating zone, but the fear of trying anything new and certainly pursuing a dream can be absolutely paralyzing. Now, let's look at number four, and that is the fear of success. Surprisingly, the fear of success can be just as powerful as the fear of failure. Success can bring definitely new challenges and responsibilities, expectations into our lives, which can be very overwhelming. Additionally, the fear of outshining others or facing envy and jealousy from peers or from loved ones can actually hinder us from following our dreams. There's a study from the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, and it showed that people with a fear of success tend to actually underperform and self-sabotage to avoid potential success. I often see this fear with women. Sometimes women tend to be afraid to become more successful than their partners, and I'm talking about a heterosexual relationship here, because of some of the tensions that this could create in their home. And oftentimes people would choose to rather stay in a lower paying job that they're more than capable of doing, that they've actually outgrown in many cases, because they don't want to offset that balance that they have within their homes. And they don't want to deal with the repercussions of success with their partners or their mates. Number five is the fear of financial insecurity. Now, let's face it, all of us need some kind of financial security to live. And especially with things nowadays being so expensive and inflation being so high, the fear of financial insecurity is definitely a practical concern that often comes up when thinking about the dreams that you may want to follow. Leaving, for example, stable employment or investing in resources, the resources that you have in a passion project can be very daunting, especially if there is a risk of financial strain. Now, in research that was published in the Journal of Economic Psychology, the researchers suggest that financial fears can significantly impact an individual's willingness to take an entrepreneurial risk. Now, I thought about this, and at one point in my life, I really wanted to open a spin studio. I have always been into fitness, and I feel that spin studios can have such great energy and create a sense of community. And I never took that leap forward because of the financial investment that it required. And I also would have had to probably quit my full-time job, which provides, you know, for all the basic needs that I have for my family. And thus, I really will never know what it would have been like and what it would have turned out like had I not had that fear of losing my financial security. And this fear is really true for anyone wanting to step out of the realm of comfort, especially if you have others depending on you for financial stability. I've had friends, for example, who've made a decision for one of the partners to step out and take that entrepreneurial risk while the other maintains a steady job with a paycheck and certainly benefits here in the United States. Now, these options, however, may not be there for everyone, and especially if you're not in a partnered situation, stepping out from a financial perspective can be very daunting. So let's just do a quick recap. Those are the five times or the five fears that are often listed with chasing our dreams. And it's the fear of failure, the fear of rejection and criticism, the fear of uncertainty, fear of success, and fear of financial insecurity. And now in this next part of the podcast, we're going to talk about the strategies for overcoming these fears. So let's start going through each of the failures that we listed before, and I'm going to list some strategies to overcome that particular fear. Now, the first one is the fear of failure. So the strategy to overcome the fear of failure is to really embrace a growth mindset. And by viewing failure as a stepping stone rather than kind of like a dead end, like if something happens, it's a dead end, I can't go anywhere else. It's looking at it as a stepping stone to go someplace else. Like, hey, I may have failed at this, but I learned something from it, which will take me to the next step. And recognize that failures are learning opportunities, as I said, and use them to refine your approach towards following the dream that you have. The second one, which is a fear of rejection and criticism. A way to overcome this is to remind yourself that you cannot control others' opinions, but you can control your response to them. Seek support from like-minded individuals or mentors who can provide you with constructive feedback and encouragement to actually help you grow. There's always going to be the haters out there, and we know this. And like Taylor Swift says, you know, haters gonna hate. And it's so true. There are always going to be people that are going to try to criticize and reject you and say that your work is awful or that your dreams are stupid. And this is where you need to go back and find those mentors. Find those people that are like-minded and that support you so that you can keep going forward. The third fear is a fear of uncertainty. And some ways to overcome this fear of uncertainty is to develop a well-thought-out plan and break your journey into kind of manageable steps. This kind of goes back to some of the basic goal setting in your life. You may start with a really big goal, with your really big dream, but scale it back. You know, what are going to be your different milestones? What are the steps that you can actually reach that'll help you start to feel like you're moving towards making your dream come true? While uncertainty may never be completely eliminated, by having a roadmap and a plan, it can provide you with a sense of direction and really the control that you'll have along the way. I remember when the first time I went rock climbing in Utah, we went to these beautiful mountains and I had never been rock climbing before and I was so afraid. It's something that I wanted to try. I don't know that it was necessarily a dream at that point, but I think because my mother had done rock climbing in Mexico when she was younger, it was something that I really wanted to do, but it was really uncertain for me. And I remember the folks that I went rock climbing with, somebody snapped a photo of me while I was up in the mountain. And I later posted that photo on my Instagram feed. And I found a quote that was so amazing. And it was, feel the fear and do it anyway. So whenever you have that uncertainty, just feel the fear and do it anyway. For the next fear, it's the fear of success. Try reframing your perception of success. Instead of having it as a burden, focus on the positive impact that your success can have on your life and the lives of others, and embrace the opportunities for growth and positive change that success can actually bring. I think it's important to think about how you can step into that success completely. And like the beginning of the comment here says, just reframe your perception. And if it comes down to a partner or someone who's struggling with your success, you know, maybe have a conversation with a counselor, help them see your perspective and how ultimately your success will help benefit them and the family as a whole. And the fifth one is the fear of financial insecurity. So again, as I said, we all need money to live. So by creating a financial plan and exploring alternatives like maybe part-time work or maybe some crowdfunding to mitigate some of these financial risks, that may help you be a little bit more at ease. Consider your dream pursuit as an investment in yourself and in your future, which can actually yield very valuable returns. And if you're like me and you kind of think of the universe, just lots of abundance coming from all over. So in summary, fear in all of its forms can actually be such a big opponent. It can be formidable for you to face a big dream like this. And fear hinders the pursuit of dreams. That's what it comes down to. It's really essential that you recognize that fear is a normal part of the human experience. We all have fears, from, you know, the founder of Amazon to the founder of Tesla. All of these great leaders have had some fears. They probably don't show them so much in public, but there's definitely been a fear, and they've done it anyway. The key is to pursue your dreams. The key really to pursuing your dreams lies in just acknowledging your fears and understanding their sources and taking those proactive steps to actually conquer them. By embracing fear and failures as stepping stones and seeking support planning for uncertainty and reframing success and addressing those financial concerns, we can loosen that grip of fear and unlock the potential to pursue our dreams wholeheartedly. Remember, dreams are not meant to be contained. If you have them, it's because they're meant to be shared with the world. They are meant to be set free and allowed to soar beyond the confines of anything remotely resembling fear. So you may want to consider also working with a coach or a therapist to help you reframe these fears and help you implement some strategies to overcome them. So I'm going to leave you with the quote that I mentioned before that I posted during my first rock climb in Utah, and that is, feel the fear and do it anyway. Thank you for being here. I'll see you next time.